For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Otwell. Milliken University in Decatur broke ground last week on its new theater center. The building, estimated to cost $29 million, will house enough space for classes on dance, performance, and music, as well as a 260-seat theater with updated lighting and sound equipment. I spoke with Laura Ledford about it. She's dean for the College of Fine Arts.
The School of Theater and Dance at Milliken is a large program. It's been very successful over the years, and it's seen significant growth in enrollment, especially during the last, between 5 and 10 years. And the program has never really had a home on the campus. Offices are sort of scattered around campus, as are our teaching and learning facilities. Dance studios, acting studios, technical and lab facilities, all of those are scattered around in different locations on campus. So this will be an opportunity for us finally to get the program under the umbrella of one roof with easily accessible training facilities.
Is there going to be another theater that's still in use, or will this be kind of the new place to showcase performances?
Because of the technical advancements, the new theater space within the center will become the main performance space for our student productions. But we will still use Kirkland Fine Arts Auditorium for large musicals and perhaps dance concerts. And we'll also occasionally still use Albert Taylor Theater, which right now serves as our main stage theater. That's a 270-seat theater space in Schilling Hall, the main classroom and administration building on campus. We also have a 90-seat black box theater, experimental theater, but that is under the management of students right now, and we want to make sure that they continue to have that facility available for their work.
The price tag on this is $29 million. Ground has officially been broken now. Can you tell us a little bit about the funding, what's still needed to get to that dollar amount, and what the timeline is?
A few years ago, we finished a capital campaign that we called Transform MU. And as part of that capital campaign, we raised about $11 million towards the Center for Theater and Dance, but then its construction was then postponed. Since that time, the Board of Trustees approved raising a bond for an additional $10 million, and so we're now in a position to raise additional funding to get us to the $29 million. So I think our goal over the next couple of years is to raise $5 million to close that gap.
And then completion by fall of 2020.
That's the plan.
All right. And so the way theaters put on productions has changed drastically over the past couple decades, probably even in the last several years. Can you talk a little bit about the modern needs, maybe when it comes to lighting, projections, and what you hope to accomplish here?
Absolutely. Well, one of the biggest evolutions, I guess you would say, is something that will be very familiar to everyone, which is the use of LED lighting fixtures. These are very energy efficient fixtures, and so not only does it allow the students to learn to use this equipment, which will be used in all the professional theaters they will work in, but also provides us some energy efficiency that we've never had before. Some of the other things that we will be able to do are projections. One of the things that you see happening, especially in New York and other major markets, is the use of scenic projection to convey scenic locations, things like that. We will have the ability to do that kind of work in the theater. We'll also have the state-of-the-art sound and light laboratory. We're also hoping that this new facility will be a center for the community, not only the campus community, but for the Decatur community as well. It will have a much more inviting feeling about it, a beautiful lobby space. This will be a very comfortable theater space. It will be an exciting theater space in terms of what we're able to deliver technically, and we'll have a beautiful and comfortable lobby space to accommodate our patrons as well. So we're hoping to build our audiences in that regard.